From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Missouri legislators yesterday held one of the only official hearings on Medicaid enrollment since a major drop left more than 90,000 children without coverage. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez-Valdivia reports.
Initially, officials attributed the low numbers to a strong economy. Department of Social Services officials now argue the dip in Medicaid enrollment is largely due to improved eligibility verification. Republican State Representative David Wood said too many people who didn't qualify enrolled in Medicaid after the Affordable Care Act was implemented, and the state didn't have the resources to check then. Wood concedes the application process is complicated.
It's 63 pages. When you're in a hurry and you're trying to fill that out, you've got a crying baby on your lap, it becomes difficult. So I think we do need to streamline our processes.
Democratic Representative Deb Lavender questioned the change in reasoning and criticized the state's practice of kicking qualified children off Medicaid when their parents lost eligibility. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News.
Missouri will begin testing its backlog of roughly 7,000 untested rape kits. Speaking with Attorney General Eric Schmidt, here's Jacqueline Driscoll.
The first batch of roughly 100 kits sent for testing came from the Springfield area, but St. Louis and Kansas City will likely be next since these areas have the most untested kits. Schmidt says it takes about 90 days to test one rape kit. He says it'll take about half a year to work through the 1,200 kits they have funding to test right now. If any results in a DNA hit, Schmidt's office isn't wasting any time.
When we get results back, we would then work with local prosecutors to move forward with prosecution as soon as we got something back.
In the State House, lawmakers are looking to pass legislation to create an electronic tracking system. This would allow victims and law enforcement to keep track of rape kits in an effort to minimize any future backlog. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A Missouri senator wants to make the state's impeachment process more like the federal government. If the Missouri House impeaches a governor, then seven judges decide whether that chief executive stays or goes. State Senator Ed Emery would rather have senators be jurors in an impeachment trial. The Lamar Republican says 34 senators are more accountable to the public than judges.
And so again, there's a whole lot more discussion, a whole lot more openness to what's going to happen when you have that larger group.
A federal judge has declined a deal that could have eased the workload of Missouri's public defenders. Dan Margulies reports.
The judge found that the proposed consent judgment between the ACLU of Missouri and the state's public defender system was unworkable. The agreement reached in May set maximum caseloads for the state's public defenders, limiting their hours to slightly more than 173 per month. The agreement would have resolved a class action lawsuit filed by the ACLU that alleged the state's public defender system violates the U.S. Constitution by depriving indigent defendants of meaningful representation. Numerous studies have concluded that Missouri's public defender system is stretched beyond capacity. I'm Dan Margulies.
Fire officials say a construction worker died yesterday afternoon when a retaining wall collapsed in Jefferson City. Fire Chief Matt Schofield says the collapse at the site of the former St. Mary's Hospital trapped the worker. Further details about the collapse are not available. KRCG-TV reports the worker was employed by one of three companies at the site. Schofield says several people were working when the wall collapsed, but the worker who died was the only one who was trapped. The investigation is continuing. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.